Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 269. And we're going to look forward to next year and start off with an update from the Smoky Mountain Fan Fest coming to Kingsport, Tennessee. Smoky Mountain Fan Fest has been attempting to bring Quinn Lord to their event since their first show in 2024. And in 2024, Sam will be joining us. He will be with us August 10th and 11th at the Meadowview Convention Center in Kingsport. Quinn Lord played Sam in the 2007 feature film Trick or Treat and was nominated for the Young Artist Award as Best Leading Young Actor in a Feature Film for his role as Thomas Whitman in the 2012 feature film Imaginarium. He also has a recurring role in Amazon TV series The Man in the High Castle. Come see Quinn and many more amazing guests at Smoky Mountain Fan Fest 2024. More spooky guest announcements are coming soon. Be sure to visit SmokyMountainFanFest.com for more updates. Speaking of conventions, we have an update from Steel City Con coming to Monroeville, Pennsylvania. We have a new headliner announcement. Steel City Con is excited to announce Alec Baldwin is attending Steel City Con December 8th through the 10th. Baldwin, in his first convention signing appearance, is best known as Adam in Beetlejuice, Jack Ryan in The Hunt for Red October, Boss Baby, and so much more. Baldwin, an Oscar nominee, will appear all day Friday for photos, autographs, and panel and photos only on Saturday. Get your tickets now and more information at SteelCityCon.com. We have this update on Krampus Fest coming to Orlando, Florida. In the Alpine regions of Europe, St. Nicholas Day is always preceded by an evening for Krampus, the Christmas demon, to pass judgment upon the naughty list in an evening of revelry. This holiday season, Krampus is heading to Orlando. An annual event, Krampus Fest, will bring the Alpine spirit to the Milk District on December 3rd, a one-night-only extravaganza. The event will feature live music, delicious food, locally crafted beer, a full bar, Christmas vendors, costume contests, a Krampuslauf parade, and plenty of punishment for naughty children. While kids are welcome in the earlier hours, after dark, we can no longer vouch for their safety. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/themilkdistrict/events. We have a little movie news regarding the film Terrifier 3. This comes to us via comicbookmovie.com. Art the Clown clearly enjoys his work, but we shudder to think how much more fun is for the deranged, seemingly indestructible, serial-killing clown is going to have in a festive setting. The first trailer for Terrifier 3 debuted ahead of the second movie, which returned to the big screen November 1st. The artwork features Art the Clown with what appears to be Santa's skinned face displayed around his neck. Yes, it looks like Terrifier 3 is going to be a Christmas movie. We'll follow this story and we'll bring you more information as we get it. We have this from Rotten Manor Haunted Attraction in Holly, Michigan. Join us on the first three weekends in December for Christmas Nightmare. Our Christmas event includes The Manor, The Forest, and brand new this year, The House of Wax. We transform both into a Christmas nightmare, including evil gingerbread, snowmen, and so much more. We'll be open Friday and Saturdays only, starting at 7 p.m. Cash only, please, but there is an ATM on site. Get more information at rottenmanor.com. We have this news from Maniac Manor in Bangor, Maine. Maniac Manor's haunted house is gearing up for a thrilling and chilling transformation this holiday season. Get ready to step into a Christmas wonderland where the spirit of the season meets spine-tingling entertainment. We're pulling out all the stops to immerse you in a world of eerie yet enchanting holiday horrors. Picture snow-covered, cobweb-laden halls decked with ominous wreaths and ornaments that seem to watch your every move. As you navigate through the festive, frightening maze, you'll encounter ghastly elves, sinister snowmen, and of course the one and only Krampus in his blood-red sleigh. The hauntingly beautiful sights and eerie sounds of our Christmas haunted house are an experience you won't soon forget. A Haunted Christmas is happening December 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/maniac. That's the state's, that's spelled like the state, Maniac Manor. We have news on a Krampus Run 5K coming to Huntsville, Alabama. Krampus is returning to South Huntsville. Join us on Sunday, December 3rd for the third annual 5K Fun Run. The race will start at the Hayes Farm Clubhouse and continue down Hayesland Road before winding back through the Hayes Farm Greenway. Keep your eye out for Krampus as he'll be out on the prowl. Registration includes a snack and a souvenir from Krampus to hang on your Christmas tree. Pre-sale tickets are on sale. You better watch out. Krampus is coming to town. You can get more information at facebook.com/DSBHSV. We have even more Krampus news, this time on a Krampus event coming to Columbus, Ohio. Have you been naughty or nice? It doesn't matter, because at the Merry Krampus, everyone gets punished. Join us on Saturday, December 9th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for Columbus's original dark holiday market. This year you can find us at our new location. The Key is in the heart of Columbus at 225 Neilston Street. We'll have holiday shopping from alternative artists, makers, and small businesses, so you can find the perfect gifts for your loved ones or enemies. And don't forget to take a family photo with Krampus and Santa. He'll be sure to remind the kids to be good, or else. There will also be eerie entertainment and a delectable food truck, so you can stay fueled up for all the festivities. If you're feeling really naughty, you can even donate to Colony Cats and Dogs, our local nonprofit partner. So come one, come all to the Merry Krampus, where the naughty get punished and the nice get something else. Just remember, if you're naughty, Krampus will be watching. Get more info at facebook.com/TheMerryKrampus. We have this from the Devil's Last Laugh haunted attraction in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. On Saturday, December 9th, the Walksville Asylum at the Devil's Last Laugh will be hosting a Christmas special event. This is where you take a Christmas-themed tour of our asylum with your favorite patients around every corner. Asylum staff went all out and decorated the hospital this year and can't wait to celebrate with you. Come on out for the holiday lights, Santa, food trucks, hot chocolate, and a bunch of holiday fun with a twist. This is a one-night event you don't want to miss. Get more information at devilslastlaughhaunt.com. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Dave Sheridan to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 17th through the 19th at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare in Rosemont. Beginning his career as an intern on Saturday Night Live, Sheridan went on to star in the late 90s MTV series Buzzkill, a show where slackers staged and videotaped elaborate pranks on unsuspecting people. Dave has gone on to star in such films as Ghost World, Rob Zombie's The Devil's Rejects, Sex Drive, and Scary Movie, where he played the roles of Officer Doofy and The Killer. Oops, spoilers. More information at DaysOfTheDead.com. BigScaryNews.com. We have this news from Bennett's Curse Haunted Attraction in Baltimore, Maryland. It's beginning to look a lot like Krampus. Once again, the sinister Christmas spirits will inhabit Bennett's Curse Haunted House for a very limited two-night engagement, December 1st and 2nd. Come enjoy the sights and sounds of the season where Halloween meets Christmas. Bennett's Curse Krampus Haunted Christmas has become a sought-after annual tradition, so get your group together and get your tickets today. Also looking for the perfect gift or stocking stuffer for the horror or Bennett's Curse fan in your life? Stop by our merchandise booth and pick up some ornaments and merchandise and spread some holiday fear this Christmas. Krampus, A Haunted Christmas is located at Bennett's Curse Haunted House, 7875A East Point Mall in Dundalk. Get more information at bennettscurse.com. We have this news from the Minnesota Krampus Facebook group. Come see the Minnesota Krampus group at the Excelsior Chris Kindles Market. I hope I pronounced that right. November 24th through the 26th in Excelsior, Minnesota, in the Excelsior East parking area behind Excelsior Brewing. Inspired by traditional German open-air Christmas markets, this event brings a cherished tradition with local charm and a festive holiday atmosphere to Excelsior. It features a variety of food and beverages, artisan crafts, and other products from 70-plus vendors and entertainers like the Minnesota Krampus Group. So stop by and visit the Minnesota Krampus booth to find out the history of this wonderful tradition, purchase some hats, scarves, and shirts, including new designs hot off the press, and even get your picture taken with our Krampus in the evenings. For more information on vendors, schedules, getting tickets, or how to volunteer or donate, please visit ExcelsiorChristmas.com. We have this news on a Krampus Dark Christmas Market coming to New Orleans. On Friday, November 24th, prepare to be transported into a world where the holiday season takes a thrilling twist. Dive headfirst into the Krampus Dark Christmas Market, where 20-plus vendors showcase their best work for the holiday season. As you wander through this mesmerizing market, you'll encounter a treasure trove of curiosities and delight that will ignite your sense of wonder. From eerie, one-of-a-kind holiday gifts to creative pieces of art, you will not believe your eyes. Plus, there'll be plenty of Krampus-themed items from one of the most creative crews in New Orleans. It's a shopping experience like no other. Get more information at Crew of Krampus. That's crew spelled K-R-E-W-E. crewofkrampus.com. We have this news on a Krampus Walk coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Join us for the Krampus Walk 2023 at the heart of the Tulsa Art District. Get ready for a night of spooky fun and festive mischief on Saturday, December 9th, beginning at 6 p.m. Embrace the holiday spirit with a unique twist as we celebrate the legendary Krampus, the mischievous counterpart to Santa Claus, and his other holiday allies. This in-person event promises a thrilling experience for all attendees. Dress up in your most creative and terrifying costumes and join the parade through the streets of Tulsa. The Krampus Walk will take place in the Tulsa Art District, an enchanting location that perfectly complements the festive atmosphere. Immerse yourself in the vibrant energy of this artistic neighborhood and enjoy the company of fellow Krampus enthusiasts. Get more information at facebook.com/Tulsa Krampus Society. And finally, we have this news regarding Cedar Fair and Six Flags theme parks. This comes to us via Cleveland.com and has been edited for content. Amusement park giants and rivals Cedar Fair and Six Flags merged on Thursday, November 2nd. They call it a merger of equals, though in a funhouse mirror it may seem like Six Flags bought the owner of Cedar Point, since the merged companies will operate under the Six Flags banner and be headquartered in Six Flags' home of Charlotte, North Carolina, not Sandusky, Ohio. Looking the other way in the funhouse mirror, Cedar Fair can be seen as really in command of the merger, at least in terms of management and unit holder value. Cedar Fair's president and CEO Richard Zimmerman will be the president and CEO of the merged operations. Six Flags president and CEO Salim Basul becomes the executive chair of the new entity's board of directors. the future of Cedar Fair, Hollow Weekends, and Six Flags Fright Fests around the country is unknown at this time. We will continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as we get them. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we slowly close the door on the 2023 haunt season, you know, Legendary Haunt Tour is going on this weekend. Very few haunts are going on this weekend. I know Netherworld is, perhaps a few others around the country. You know, I like to say that Legendary is kind of the way to end the season with a huge bash. You know, go out and see some, well, legendary haunts. However, if you can't make it up to Salem, Massachusetts this year and you live in the Midwest or anywhere else and can get to the Indianapolis area and you have worked in a haunted attraction at any time in history, you probably have a personal invitation to attend the 2023 Monster Bash put on by the Scare Factor happening at Nightmare on Edgewood Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. I have Tyler Prophet, the organizer of this, or one of the organizers of this. Tyler, how are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there. How are you doing, Drew?
Oh, man, the allergies are killing me down here, but, you know, looking forward to, you know, hearing great things about Monster Bash 2023. Unfortunately, I will not be able to make it. Maybe we can get Meat Hook Jim up there. Don't know yet. But for people who may not be aware of this, this is just a giant party put on by people who work at haunted attractions. Is it just that, or is it something more?
That is the gist of it, but it really is more than that, because, like you said, it's a really great way to round off the end of the season and just give 2023 haunt season one last hurrah. We're getting all the haunts together, and there's not very many places that you know this many haunters, you know, almost exclusively can get together and be amongst like-minded people and go through a live haunted house together. You know, some of these haunts, you know how tough it can be to, for haunts, especially actors, to get out and go to other haunts and see what other shows there are. So, in, you know, similarly to Legendary, obviously we're not coming, but you know, we part of Monster Bash is making sure that we have at least one haunted house open, you know, as a great send-off to the haunt season. And then we do some other activities as well, like there's the costume contest. This year the theme is witches and warlocks. So if anybody designed a stellar costume and wants to show up in a themed outfit like that, and we feel that it's kind of above and beyond, you know, it really looks great, we will invite you while you're at the party to become a contestant in the costume contest. So we've got judges that are constantly roaming the crowd and will hand give you an invitation. And when it's time for the costume contest, everybody comes up and, you know, everybody at the party gets to give them a good look over, and the judges will deliberate. And we do have cash prizes with some very unique trophies that we create as well. So
it's, we
always enjoy seeing that costume contest.
You gotta love costume contests, especially those who are actors and makeup artists, and you know, haunters in general just get so creative when it comes to that kind of stuff. And maybe you're one of those people that brings your own costume to a haunted attraction, which is, you know, really, really cool. You've been doing this for 8 years. What made you decide to put on a giant party this year, November 18th, for all the haunters in the area? What was the reason for that?
So I will be fully transparent in that it actually wasn't our idea. Uh-huh. So when the party originated down in Louisville, Kentucky, 8 years ago, we were approached by Travis Bowling and Jason Biesman from the American Horrorplex and the Devil's Attic. At the time, the American Horrorplex was called the 7th Street Haunt. Mm-hmm. And so those guys approached us and said, hey, we want to throw this big after-season party, and we want to call it the Scare Factor's Monster Bash. You know, so we all pooled resources. They helped put on the party. We had all the contacts with the haunted houses, so we worked on getting attendance there. And just absolutely wonderful. I think that first year ticket, $5 or something like that, and like we all ordered pizzas for everybody, and the, you know, Brett Hayes came down and did DJ stuff for us. It was absolutely insane, and it just got bigger and bigger, and we actually outgrew the venue down there, and that's why we came up to Indianapolis. We had over 800 people down there.
Wow.
So that was absolutely a huge success, and it's been a huge success ever since. I mean, COVID put a little damper on things. We had to take a year off, and it's been a little slow to recover from that. But we've got folks coming in from Chicago and Wisconsin this year. They've already reached out. People have already been telling us about, you know, they've been working on their costumes for this since last year when we announced the theme. And we have super, super high hopes that it's going to be even more amazing than ever this year.
Now, if I have a non-witch or warlock costume, say, you know, somebody has a Freddy costume, a Michael Myers, or an evil clown or something like that, will they be welcome to wear those? Or are you primarily just looking for that?
The witches will probably hex you, and the townspeople may come after you with torches and pitchforks, but yes, you are allowed to wear them.
That would be funny to see a clown running down the street with villagers with pitchforks and torches. I hope there's video of that. But you've got a lot of other things going on besides just the costume. You have the Scare Factor Awards. What are some of those awards, and what are you looking for as far as people who are going to receive these awards?
Yeah, so the Scare Factor, we obviously our bread and butter is our written reviews that we post on our website. And this, we were blessed with about 30 new teams, or not new teams, but 30 teams all together from coast to coast. And collectively, we went to and reviewed over 180 haunts, close to 190 haunts. And amongst those, you know, the awards are our way of recognizing the cream of the crop, you know. They are a combination of awards given by the teams themselves and also awards that are given by the Scare Factor as a website based on, like, highest rated haunt, scariest haunt, that sort of thing, based on review scores. So, yeah, anybody that we know is going to be in attendance at the Monster Bash, which we get our information from our online ticket sales. So if you RSVP by pre-purchasing a ticket and you indicate which haunt you're for, if your haunt is receiving an award, we will make sure that we print those out. They get laminated on a nice designed, you know, big full page award. And those haunts are actually called up on stage and given recognition in front of their peers. And we take a big group photo with all the actors that are from the haunt, and we really make a big deal out of it.
What are the categories? Is it just best haunt or best actor or what?
So we give our teams a little bit of creative freedom with those, but as a general rule, we do try to make sure the teams went to at least 10 haunts, so there's a fair pool of haunts, you know, for them to give awards to. And then, so some of the ones that, like, Nora and I give, like, we'll do best chainsaws and we'll do best vortex tunnel, or, you know, most twisted, or, you know, like, hardest haunt to escape alive, you know, that sort of thing. Something, you know, vague enough that A lot of haunts are, can be eligible for it, but specific enough to give recognition for the thing that they did really, really well.
Oh, that sounds tremendous. You also have a very special event going on that benefits Haunters Against Hate, I believe.
Yes, we do. That is the Haunters Against Hate drag show. That's been a huge hit ever since. I think we've been doing that since year one. And we've worked really closely with Travis down at the American Horrorplex. He helps keep the angle for us. And so, we give them about an hour or so up on stage. They get to come out and do their spiel. And any tips that they raise from their performances are all donated 100% straight to Haunters Against Hate.
Will Paul be making an appearance, or will he have a booth there where people might be able to buy his books or donate it directly?
I honestly haven't touched base with him yet, but Paul, if you're listening, you better get your butt down here. I know he just moved up to Chicago. He's not in Indianapolis anymore, so we're certainly hoping he is able to attend. He's always got a seat here at the Bash whenever he's able to get there.
And I understand that there will be food and, shall we say, adult beverages provided at this, provided you're over 21, of course.
Yes, absolutely. So when everybody checks in, you get carded to make sure you're over 21. If so, you receive a special wristband, cates to the bartenders that you can partake in adult beverages. But yes, we usually also have at least 3 to 4 different food trucks there because we started off, just doing the pizza thing, and then we started having stuff catered, and then, there's people with, different food allergies and preferences and all that sort of thing. So instead of us locking down a menu, we just hire in some food trucks, and folks have a little bit more variety, and they can choose whatever they want.
Sounds and like...
Along with the general ticket, 2 free drink tickets are included, so those are good for any of the beverages that you can partake in as well.
And did we touch on the fact that there might be door prizes available if anyone attends?
That is correct. So we gather lots of prizes throughout the year. They can range from little small, Halloween window clings that you put on your house all the way up to, sometimes we've been known to have masks donated by, pumpkin pulp and things of that nature. So there's a little mix of everything that's available there for door prizes. And once you get your ticket and get checked in, you get, it's like a 50-50 ticket. We keep one and you keep one. And throughout the night, we call numbers. And or we might just grab you by the hair of the head and drag you over to the table and make you pick something, But yes, everybody gets eligible for a door prize by attending Monster Bash.
And of course, not only is this a tremendous networking opportunity, the opportunity for actors to... share secrets and tips and stories and makeup artists and managers and security and ticket takers, concessions. Anybody that's ever worked at a haunted attraction, I understand, is eligible to attend this. But I guess the cream of the crop has to be going through the Nightmare on Edgewood. If you haven't gone through that haunt, I understand. I have not. I understand it is a pretty darn spooky place to go through.
Yes, it absolutely is. It is consistently rated one of the top haunts in Indiana. They are a fetch haunt, and something new they're doing this year, if you want to attend but you're not so big on the fetch aspect, they will upsell you a chicken vest for a nominal fee of $5. And basically you wear a nice big reflective safety vest to go through to indicate that you don't want to be touched. But yes, they do have 3 separate haunted attractions inside. Each one is almost big enough to be a full-length haunt on its own. And 2 of them are brand new for this year. So the first 2, if anybody's listening that went last year, the first 2 haunts have been totally gutted and built from the ground up. The first one, they brought back their Cinema 13, which is kind of like a movie monster type of thing with their own unique characters. And then the second one, they're calling the Factory, and it has some hostile vibes to it, which is very, very unique and very, very spooky. I can say that from where we went through this year. It was very unique, and we're super excited to show it to everybody that's able to get there. And then, of course, the Connolly Farm is back with the cannibalistic hillbilly farm creatures in there for sure.
And before we went on, you said there was something kind of akin to flag football going on at the very end. What's that all about?
That is true. This year we are working on getting some flag football belts with the flags, and that's going to take place in the last hunt at Edgewood. And basically, if you are able to get through that last hunt with any of your flags remaining, then you will be entered to win an extra prize, kind of a couple tiers above and beyond what the door prizes would be. So heavily encourage participation in that, I will say that.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event, a great way to literally close the coffin door on the 2023 season. Put the nail in it, you're done. It's a week after Legendary. You know, I don't know of a single haunted attraction that's open on the 18th of November, but it sounds like it's going to be an amazing, amazing event. So if you're an actor, if you're in and have worked at a haunted attraction, go to Monster Bash. Tickets are very reasonable. I assume they are still on sale. Where can people get more information? Where can people buy tickets? I assume advanced ticket sales will be necessary. And get all that information on websites and social media about Monster Bash 2023.
Absolutely. So we do have a page on the Scare Factor website. It's thescarefactor.com/monsterbash with a hyphen in between there. So monster-bash. You can also find our group, which is the Scare Factor's annual Monster Bash. You should be able to find us there. And then there's also a Facebook event. Tickets are available on the Scare Factor website page, or also a direct link to that would be tickets.thescarefactor.com. Yes, tickets are $25. Like I said, it gets the entry into the Nightmare on Edgewood haunt included. You will have to purchase the chicken vest if you don't want to be touched, but that's all up to you. It includes access to the food trucks, all of the stage events. You get 2 free drink tickets, and I think it's
all the costume party, the door prizes. There will be a few select vendors there, I understand. It's just going to be a giant party, it sounds like.
It is an absolute full party, and yes, everybody and anybody that has even look at a haunted attraction in a semi-professional way, whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a vendor, even plus ones, if you have a very close friend that worked at a haunt, get a hold of them and see if they'll let you tag along. Everybody is welcome to attend and, send off the haunt season in style.
Even Halloween podcasters?
Even Halloween podcasters. We've got a special spot next to the mechanical bull just for you guys.
Oh, geez. Now I might have to start changing some plans. But anyway, folks, go over to thescarefactor.com/monster-bash for information on Monster Bash 2023 happening November 18th at the Nightmare on Edgewood in Indianapolis, Indiana. It starts about, 8 o'clock and lasts until... I assume there may be hotels around. I don't think you guys have a specific host hotel or anything, but Indianapolis is a big town. They got a lot of hotels. They got a lot of Airbnbs. So grab your friends, grab your enemies, grab everybody. I'm assuming there will literally be hundreds and hundreds of people attending Monster Bash 2023.
That is the hopes, and it is that way from the pre-sale so far. I will say that the doors open at 6. And the haunt starts at 7. That'll be running until about 9 o'clock or so. So make sure you get there early to make sure you get to see the full show. And then the stage events will conclude start after that with the night rounding off with the Scare Factor Awards ceremony and some dance time. And we can't wait to see everybody there.
Tyler Prophet is the organizer of Monster Bash 2023, as well as co-owner of The Scare Factor. Tyler, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News.
It's been an honor to be included in Big Scary News. Thanks for getting a hold of us.
Absolutely. This is a fun event, folks. I highly recommend you come out and see this. And, I am definitely putting this on my bucket list, hopefully for next year getting out there. But once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.